Friends, in the decision-making process of financial management, we are now discussing about the term loan, leasing and hire purchase financial management. Finance manager has to take a decision depending upon the company's requirement to get the term loan. Maybe it is a short term or long term, then he has to hire some equipments on lease or on hire basis. For that, he has to make certain decisions, taking company's tentative position into financial position into consideration. He has to make certain decisions, and that's the reason the inclusion of this particular chapter, to understand what is the action that finance manager and has to take and what the knowledge he should have about getting the term loan from financial institutions and the banks, as well as leasing the equipment, maybe taking out in the lease, or if they have the equipment in place, they can lease out to the lessee, and the higher purchase as per the short-term requirement of certain equipments in their day-to-day activities. So, in this chapter, we are going to discuss about, as you know, the term loans, then leasing, and little bit about the cash flow analysis to determine lease and borrowing. Similarly, decision on lease financing versus term financing, which one is a beneficial. Then to understand the difference between hire purchase and the term loan. And finally, we will discuss little bit about and compare the little bit about the hire purchase and term loan financing. As you know, the term loan is financial loan or monetary loan, and it can be repaid in a given period of time. If company avails this term loan, it has to pay in regular installments in the given set of time period. Then the period of this term loan ranges between 1 year to 10 years, and some long run projects, sometimes that is government-sponsored program like that, it may extend up to 30 years also. The term loan usually involves the unfixed interest rate, and that will add the additional balance to be repaid. Term loans can be given to an individual on individual basis, but are often used for the small business loan. And the term loans are a good way of quickly increasing the capital in order to raise the business supply capabilities or range. For example, if some new companies may use the term loan to buy a company vehicle or rent more space for their operations. Leasing. What is leasing? Leasing is an alternative to the term loan. Again, it covers the intermediate, that is 5 to 10 years period of the loan, of the lease period. And in the market currently, what is happening, there are two types of lease. One is a financial lease and another one is operative lease. Hire purchase is also another way of carry out the day-to-day activities of the company, and this type of hire purchase contract, it is nothing but it is a contract for purchase in which seller or financier rents the asset for an agreed period of time, and in turn he sets up monthly installments. The buyer obtains the ownership only when the full installments are paid. So, the buyer does not own any asset until the full installments are paid, that is in case of rent. Let us go a little bit deep into the lease term finance or term loan. As I said, it is a type of finance which is given by the financial institutions. These financial institutions may include the banks, development banks, and the special institutions who are engaged in lending, engaged in the lending activities. Normally, there are two types of loans, term loans. One is a short-term loan and another one is a long-term loan. Generally, the short-term loan are granted or may be made available by the banks and the long-term loan by other financial institutions. Borrower takes a lump sum amount at a time in case of term loan and agrees to return the amount along with the interest thereupon, maybe on monthly basis, quarterly basis, or maybe half yearly basis, sometimes an annual basis depending upon the cash flow. The whole amount is repaid within the stipulated time in the installment, including both principal and the interest, both are required to be paid. There is a process fee for this loan. This is additional component, that is a cost, additional cost in addition to the interest. And that is also required to be paid at the time of availing the loan. The borrower has to submit his financial statement and his net worth capability to the lender, so as to determine to the lender whether your company or the borrower is in good position to repay the loan depending upon the cash flow which you are submitting along with the other financial statements. Then bank loans, as I said, are normally the short term loans, while bonds are very much long terms. Then an intermediate type of loan exists that is referred to as a term loan. Term loans are particularly the important to the medium-sized firms, those that becomes too big to obtain all of the financing from one commercial bank, but are not large enough to issue the publicly traded bonds. So that means bonds are issuance of the bond by the borrower is considered as a long-term borrowing. That is why I referred it as a bond, because some instrument should be there while availing the loan, and lender always insists for the instruments. Term loan, what are the instrument created? That is, term loan agreement is in place, and that is for the short term. Normally banks are taking the agreement. And long-term loan, when financial institution grants the loan for the long-term basis, then they issue, the borrower issues a bond against which he will be made available the funds for his long-term activities. While banks will make the term loans for up to 5 years, they are generally preferred to make only the short-term loans. This is due to the nature of the source of financing for the banks. And what is the source of financing for the banks is nothing but the deposit. And deposit is always volatile. Normal current account, normal savings account, and some term deposits. Term deposit normally never goes beyond 3 to 5 years. That is why taking that as a source of finance, banks considers granting the loan maximum period up to 5 years, which is considered as the short-term loan. The typical term loan is one that is said to be a self-amortizing. What is meaning of self-amortizing? That is, it is nothing but it is made of the series of equal payments, with each payment being comprised of both interest as well as principal also. For the tax purpose, we need to break down the each payment into the portion, and that is interest, and that which principal, since the interest portion is tax deductible. Typically, the term loan will be secured by the general assets of the firm. Oftentimes, the company will agree to maintain the certain financial ratios, that is current ratio or quick ratio and times of interest earned, as well as aggressive negative covenant of reading the additional debt and the dividend payment. Term loans are available from these financial institutions. Number one is the insurance company. Number two is the banks. Number three, venture capital funds or venture capital companies and the Small Business Administration, that is SBA. These are the entities which are engaged in lending as term loan. Now let us talk about the leasing. What is leasing? If you consider the definition of leasing, is lease is defined as the contract. It is contract under which one party, that is the owner of the asset, hereby called as a lessor, and he provides the assets for use to another party, that is called as lessee, for the period of time known as lease period, as a term lease period, which is mutually agreed between the lessor and the lessee, and the charges as a consideration in the form of periodic lease rental. Rent is fixed irrespective of the fact whether the instrument given is used or not used. If it is in the hands of the lessee has to pay the lease rental on the period for which he is holding that leased instrument. The ownership of the asset is retained by the lessor, even though the equipment is with the lessee, ownership lies with the lessor. Leasing is an alternate to the term loan, and again, generally it covers the intermediate, that is 5 to 10 years length of time is the period normally considered for the leasing. Like term loans, lease also has a different types. There are two types. One is operating lease, where the lease period is in the short as comparing to the life of equipment, and maintenance is generally done by the lessee only. And financial lease is where the lease period exceeds 75% of the life of the equipment and generally has a purchase option at the end of lease period. That is the only difference between these two. Financial lease is nothing but it is essentially a term loan, and it is packaged together with the purchase of an assets, as we have seen. The reason to distinguish between the two is because it does not want to see a company both depreciate the assets as well as deduct the entire lease payment again made available to them. The entire lease payment of the operating lease is tax deductible. So it is little bit costly. With a financial lease, the lease payment must be broken down into the interest portion and the principal, just like a term loan. And in that case, only interest portion will be taxable. Characteristic of the financial lease, which includes some of the important points. Number one, the asset is fully amortized to one lease. That means principal and interest paid at a time in the phased manner in the given number of year, given period, maybe yearly, half yearly, quarterly or monthly. This lease, this financial lease is not cancelable. It cannot be cancelled without the substantial penalty. Usually, it acceleration remains on the lease payment. Lease is responsible for the taxes, maintenance and the insurance, and the lessor determines the liability limit. Contract life approximates the useful economic life of the asset, and the lease contains the purchase option at the end of the lease. That option may be exercised or may not be exercised by the lessee. Lease does not expenses the lease payment, but rather records the assets on the balance sheet and lease as a liability. The interest portion of each lease payment deducted, and that asset is getting depreciated. These are some of the characteristics of the financial lease. In case of operating lease term is normally less than 80% of the economic life of assets. The estimated residual value of the asset at the end of the lease term is at least, it should be at least 20%. So, lessor, when it gets back, at least that instrument or asset must be in operation stage. It cannot be purchased, there is no purchase option for the operation lease. So, at the end of the fixed price, it has to go back to the lessor. And asset cannot be cannot be a limited use, that is usable only by the lessee only. Nobody other than the lessee uses the assets or equipment. Characteristic of an operating lease includes, like financial lease, some important points which consist of: one, the lease is cancelable without substantial penalty. Number two, the lessor provides the maintenance, taxes and insurance. That means maintenance part goes to the lessor. Then contract life is less than the economic life of the asset. In this operating lease, lessor to receive his investment and return from the multiple leases. Lease payments are expensed by the lessee. It will be considered as an expenses because it is a rent. Since the assets and the lease are not recorded on the balance sheet, no depreciation is taken and lease payments are shown as operating expenses in the balance sheet. Called off balance sheet financing, since the lease has use of the assets, can generate the income of the asset without recording the assets on the balance sheet, leading to a misleading of return on assets calculation. Assets is depreciated by the lessor, and sheltering the rental payment. At the end of the lease, the lessor retains the title, and no purchase option is available in operating lease. The lessor can be release the assets, sell the assets, scrap the assets, or use the asset himself. Since this is not financing, there is no truth in lending the required and lending, there is no truth lending required, lending is required, and typical required rates of return is around 18 to 28%. Operating lease also causes the lessee to lose the assets at the end of the lease and may require replacement at the higher cost. Loss of equity accumulation may affect the future financing, and loss of residual value also, as well as it may lead to the adequate valuation due to habitual leasing. The advantages of leasing. What are the advantages of having taken the instrument or assets on lease? First one is, as we have discussed, it permits the lessee to obtain the use of equipment that otherwise they could not. Then it provides the equipment that is only temporarily needed. Then it permits the disposal of obsolete equipment. Lazy does not have to worry about the maintenance of the services because it is done by the laser. Then it provides an additional source of financing, and lease payment is tax deductible. Although long-term lease are supposed to be capitalized as both assets and the liabilities, few companies actually do so. Leasing is often referred as off-balance sheet financing as consequences of it. There are disadvantages also there. These disadvantages consist of generally it covers high cost. That is, the lease payment covers the cost of the equipment as well as the profit of the lessor. Lessor gets to take a depreciation expenses and receives only the residual value that exists at the end of the lease period. In general, if the equipment is needed for its entire useful life, it is more economic to purchase the equipment rather than lease it. On the other hand, the company that is in the business of the leasing equipment may have access to the secondary market that individual firm does not. For example, leasing company may be able to use the older equipment as a source of parts, have customers that buy used equipment, etc., that the leasing firm does not have access to. Source of leasing funds. What could be the source of funds for the leasing? Independent leasing companies that may give the funds, banks, insurance companies, pension funds, then industrial development agencies, a sale and the lease back is where the company sells an assets to a financial institution but lease it back over the period of time. The fixed amount of the lease payment over the lease period are equivalent to the full purchase price plus interest. There are some of the points which I have put it into the chart for easy understanding. This chart will be the cash flow analysis to determine the lease and the borrowing. If you look at the chart below, it outlines the relevant cash flow in a lease versus borrow or buy decisions. The objective in this case is to determine the least cost of alternative. It is divided into three parts. Today, what is the position? What happens in the intervening period? And what is at the end of the period, that is last year? If you go alphabetically, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, you will come to know what is the flow and what are the changes taking place. First one, today, what is the position? The cash inflow from the loan is available. B is the cost of purchasing assets. C, additional working capital. These are the areas today for the holder of the asset. How it changes? In the intervening year, interest expenses from loan, if you deduct, you are permitted to deduct less depreciation deducted, less repairs and maintenance less the changes in the taxable income, less actual taxes which may come to the change in the net income. You have to add depreciation deduction, whatever figure you have arrived at. Then you will arrive at the principal payment of the loan and it will be considered as additional working capital. What happens at the last year? Salvage of the next new assets, either you buy it or purchase it. Then tax effect of the gain or loss on the disposal of assets, and finally recovery of working capital. So these are the stages in the active life of analysis of lease and borrowing. In short, it is explained here the decision on lease financing versus term loan financing. Some of the points which needs to be considered before understanding that is down payment. While taking an asset on the lease, down payment is not required. Only a periodic lease rental payment is required, which is lower as compared to the percentage of the down payment. Whereas in case of the term loan, borrower has to pay a small percentage in the form of the down payment, it may be margin, at the beginning of the transaction and installment amount at the required time and the balance amount financed by the loan. The option of buying up assets is another point. The lessee uses the asset up to the lease period and pays the lease rental. He has an option to buying the assets at the end of the lease. Whereas, in case of the loan financing, it is compulsory for the user to buy the assets as soon as he gets off the loan. What is the security? No security is available in any form is required for lease financing, whereas the borrower need to pledge its existing assets as a primary collateral security in case of term loan. No bank or financial institution will grant the financial loan unless the security, some security is provided to certain extent. Then presentation in a financial statement, in financial statement, that is balance sheet, where it will be placed. In lease, the value of the asset is not included in the financial statement in the balance sheet. Whereas, in case of loan or loan financing, the asset appears on the asset side of the asset side and a corresponding liability of the loan appears on the liability side. Tax implication. In case where the assets is purchased on the loan, the user can claim the interest on the loan payment and depreciation of the assets. Whereas in case of the lease financing, the user can claim only the lease rental, which are uniform during the lease period. How it affects the cash flow? Since there is no purchase of the assets in the lease financing, the cash flow is limited only up to the lease rental. Whereas in case of the term loan, the cash flow includes the down payment, that is monthly installment or quarterly installment one is paying, the loan received, the purchase of the assets and installment paid at the required time. Transfer of the risk due to assets devaluation. In the case of the lease financing, the ownership of the asset is always remained with the lessor, so there is no attached to the user, so the risk of assets devaluation is transferred to lessor only. Whereas in case of the loan financing, the user of the assets has to bear all the risk of the assets and devaluation due to change in technology. In a nutshell, leasing makes an easier to get the usage of an assets for the less money, limited money. So leasing sounds an advantageous for the entrepreneurs who are not cash-rich companies. But if we take a long-run view, we see that we will be always have a payment to make but no ownership. On the other hand, if we consider buying assets through the term loan financing, after a few years, the installment payment, the assets belongs to the owner and the periodic payment also stops. The lease finance does not have the risk of assets maintenance and devaluation, whereas this risk exists in case of term loan. It is the ultimate use to decide his needs and weigh the pros and cons, what the best suit to its organization. Now we will see a little bit about difference between the hire purchase and the term loan. Few points. Hire purchase is a type of a contract of the purchase in which the seller and financier rents the assets for an agreed period of time in return of a set of monthly installment. Buyer obtains the ownership only when the full amount of the contract has been paid to the financier or seller of the goods. So the buyer does not own the assets until the last installment is paid. And the term loan is a financial assistance which is provided by the banks and the special institutions for lending the money. If the buyer needs the ownership of the assets, then in that case, he can opt for the term loan. After assessing his net worth and the financial position, banks or the special institutions provides the required amount of the borrower and restrict his finance depending upon his financial conditions. In return, it provides the ask for the interest at a certain rate upon the principal which the borrower has paid together with principal amount in installments. For purchasing an assets or for any sort of expansion, the term loan is an easy option to arrange the finance in a short span of time. Now, decision on hire purchase as against the term loan. In ownership, as far as ownership is concerned, in hire purchase, the seller financier owns the assets until the buyer makes the final payment, and hence the word hire is used. Whereas in case of term loan, buyer borrows the money and it pays the assets in a phased manner, and that too, this starts immediately. So in case of hire purchase, one cannot sell the assets if he runs into the problem of making the periodic payment, but in the term loan, it can be sold. Cost of assets. The cost of the assets in case of the term loan is the cost at which buyer purchases plus installation cost, if any, whereas in case of the hire purchase, the cost of buyer is a normal cash price plus hire purchase interest. The interest cost, which is incurred in case of the term loan, but in the form of the financing, financing cost of the company, and it is not capitalized with the asset. Repossession of the hired assets. What happens? It may happen that the buyer is unable to pay all the payments as required under the agreement. Once the buyer stops making the installments, the seller or financier has a right to take away the assets, and this is called a repossession. In term loan, borrower can only take away the assets which are provided as a security against the loan. Normally, the purchased asset is a primary security for the lender. So, the bank for the financial institution can take away the underlying asset as well as the collateral if you do not pay the fixed installments. Mortgage of assets in the form of security. No security in any form is required for taking the assets on hire. Whereas, the borrower need to place his asset as security in case of term loan. Financial statement. What is the impact on the financial statement? In hire purchase, the value of the asset is not included in the financial statement, since the owner of the financial company is till the buyer pays the last hire charges. Whereas in case of the loan, the value of the asset appears on the asset side and the corresponding liability for the loan against such assets appear on the liability side. Effect of taxation. In both the cases, that is, when the asset is purchased by the loan or if it is taken on the hire, the user of the assets can take deduction on the depreciation of the assets and also for the interest on the term loan or hire purchase installment. The only difference being the quantitative amount of interest. Cash flow. Since there is no purchase of assets, in hire purchase, the cash flow is limited up to the hire purchase installment. In case of the term loan, the cash flow includes the down payment and the loan received, purchase of the assets, and the installment paid at the required time. And the last but least, the risk of holding the assets. In case of hire purchase, there is an option called the half rule, which states that the user can return the asset and terminate the agreement at any time, giving a seller, a financier, a notice in writing. Whereas in case of the loan financing, the user of the assets has to bear all the risk of assets devaluation due to the change in technology. With this, we complete this chapter. Thank you very much.